Good morning. 7:37 a.m. on Saturday, November the 5th, 2016. Got the numbers all out of the way. Get the gloves back on before my fingers freeze. It's 38, 40 degrees, somewhere in there this morning. It feels a little cooler because I don't have quite as many layers on this morning. I was running late. I just threw on shoes, threw on a coat. I'm out here in my skivvies. No, not quite, but so it's a little bit cooler. It's a little bit, it feels a little bit chillier. It's a gorgeous morning. It is glorious. I thought, you know, there's not a lot of cloud in the sky. There's not a lot of stuff going on up there. I wasn't going to take a bonus picture today. And then when I got to the bonus picture place and I looked and saw the sunrise just beginning to pick up the clouds, I was like, oh yeah, I got to take this one. Even though it's going to make me late. Later. It's got to get home. Get the breakfast in the kid so she can go to work. Get going on the story again this morning. Yesterday I only eked out 1,000 words. It wasn't a great day. Today could be a great day. Today could be, I could get to 5,000 today. I still have time. If I can just find the focus. Which is, as usual, always the problem. Nose run. Wondering what to fix for breakfast this morning. I'm I'm leaning toward oatmeal. I don't know if she'll eat oatmeal. So the story has bogged down again, and what I need to do is get out of the bog and get on with the story. There's a lot of sitting around in the captain's cabin, in large part because that's part of the plot, that's part of the character development that I'm trying to do with Ishmael. To get him to understand that the captain's cabin is not a prison.
garbage truck.
Don't usually see garbage trucks on Saturday. I'm walking, I'm not talking, I'm thinking about Jameson whiskey, and I don't know why. I don't know why. So, a few more days, the election will be over. That's a relief. I'm hoping that the level of madness will go down, but I'm pretty sure it won't. Actually increase. Oh, those clouds are gorgeous. The sun is up high enough that it's shining. It's given the cirrus clouds. There's a lot of high, thin cloudiness here. Some cirrus clouds. It's almost mackerel sky up there. But there's a few mirage seals. The sun has come up enough to pick up the edges of the clouds all the way over, looking to the west, looking all the way over to the Rockies. It's a lovely morning. It's a glorious morning. A lot of leaves down, a lot of trees bare. There's that smell of old leaves and dust. And just a whiff of something delicious coming from the direction of Panera. The long eastern reach, here we go. Oh, the sky is beautiful. I said this before, I'll probably wind up saying it a few hundred times again, but having walked this for over 1,200 days, it's kind of hard not to repeat myself sometimes. Like right now, Monk Post. We don't get much skyscapes here. It's either overcast or clear. The middle ground where there are clouds and blue sky and different kinds of stuff happening in the skies. Not that common. Although, judging, if we were to judge by the last few days of morning pictures, perhaps, that seems wrong. But there haven't been that many bonus pictures. Easy, dog. Easy. Sun is actually up in the sky a little bit, just barely. It's only a few minutes past sunrise, because sunrise is very close to 7:30 now, so it was only a few minutes past sunrise when I started the recording. Oh, excuse me. My stomach is telling me it's empty and it wants food. Had a little bit of coffee. A little bit of coffee was not enough. La-dee-da. I'm thinking about handwriting, because my handwriting, my printing, my cursive is still one of those skills that I have failed to exercise over the year and over the years, the decades. And so my cursive is grim. My printing is getting a little bit better. I'm paying a little more attention to the letters. And I've discovered that I draw letters using the fingers and wrist and not write letters using my shoulder arm. I've discovered that much. And the question is, how much am I willing to invest in practice to get better at having a more pleasing pen, as they say? The answer is pretty much no, not at all. I have other things I want to do. I have other things I would like to do. One thing that I clearly must do more is stop beating myself up over my writing. I need to be able to put it aside. And at the moment, I'm trying so hard to get this book out so the podium can have it, that I don't, well, and so that I can release it so people can read it, that I don't give myself the kinds of downtime that help my brain recover, which is, I think, why getting even 5,000 words a day is a problem now, not just because the story is sort of boggy, but because my brain is kind of boggy. I've written, except for the 2 days I was tied up with Mile High, I've written pretty much every day for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I haven't really given myself time to play. I've scheduled it in my journal. I've scheduled it in my bullet journal. And this is another reason why I'm not happy with the habit tracker. As I said yesterday, I can't see it when I have the day open. And if I can see it, I can't see the day. So there are some people who've done some interesting things, like taking an extra page and making a fold out so that you can have it open to your current page and then have the fold out page for habit tracking. And that's got a certain appeal to it. But I think I liked the daily better. I'm going to try to go through the month with the habit tracker if it doesn't drive me absolutely bug shit. Reagan asked me what I was putting in my bullet journal. And the answer is pretty much anything I can think of. So there are things that I have to keep track of, like what Thursdays are trash days and which Thursdays are both trash and recycle days. I have a lot of appointments. My appointments, kids' appointments, stuff I need to keep track of in terms of when do I need to have one kid here, the other kid there. What day do I have to put out the milk order? And then there's the things I need to accomplish. Like, I have to write an article for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers newsletter. I have to write an article once a month for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog. I have the first Friday for the blog. I have to have the article submitted by mid-month for the following month for the newsletter. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with the newsletter. I may decide that I don't like the new editor. I wrote a nice piece. I had a piece because I signed up to take over for another writer, but it was late in the month. It was almost to the deadline. It was like 3 days to the deadline before I finally heard back from the editor. And so the theme for the month was giving thanks, gratitude. So I wrote a piece, 400 words, which is what they want, either 400 or 800, and sent it off and didn't hear anything. And the newsletter came out the other day, and the article wasn't it. And so I'm like, what the hell? It's probably some piece of information that I'm supposed to have but don't. And she ignored my email, so I couldn't get it. We'll see how it goes out. We'll see what happens. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.